The laws of nature also take the same form wherever our laboratories are located. It makes no difference to our results whether we do our experiments in Texas or Switzerland or on some planet on the other side of the galaxy. The laws of nature take the same form however we set our clocks. It makes no difference whether we date events from the Hegira or the birth of Christ or the beginning of the universe. This does not mean that nothing changes with time or that Texas is just the same as Switzerland. Only that the laws discovered at different times and in different places are the same. If it were not for these symmetries, the work of science would have to be redone in every new laboratory and in every passing moment. Any symmetry principle is at the same time a principle of simplicity. If the laws of nature did distinguish among directions like up or down or north, then we would have to put something into our equations to keep track of the orientation of our laboratories. And they would be correspondingly less simple. Indeed, the very notion that is used by mathematicians and physicists to make our equations look as simple and compact as possible has built into it an assumption that all directions in space are equivalent. Important as these symmetries of the laws of nature are in classical physics, their importance is even greater in quantum mechanics. Consider what makes one electron different from another. Only its energy, its momentum, and its spin. Aside from these properties, every electron in the universe is the same as every other. All these properties of an electron are simply qualities that characterize the way that the quantum mechanical wave function of the electron responds to symmetry transformations, to changing the way we set our clocks, or location or orientation of our laboratory. E.g., the frequency with which the wave function of any system in a state of definite energy oscillates is given by the energy divided by a constant of nature known as Planck's constant. This system appears much the same to two observers, who have set their watches differently by 1 second, but if they both observe the system when the hands of their watches both point precisely to 12 noon, they observe that the oscillation is at a different phase. Because their watches are set differently, they are really observing the system at different times, so that one observer may, e.g., see a crest in the wave, while the other sees a trough. Specifically, the phase is different by the number of cycles, or parts of cycles, that occur in 1 second. In other words, by the frequency of the oscillation in cycles per second, and hence by the energy divided by Planck's constant. In today's quantum mechanics, we define the energy of a system as the change in phase, in cycles or parts of cycles, of the wave function of the system at a given clock time, when we shift the way our clocks are set by 1 second.